Da. Da.
Può parlare. Dovete dargli la parola.
Ok.
You can talk, diglielo. Deve parlare, ditelo. Ditele, ditele che può parlare.
Sì, può parlare.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
You can speak, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. In delegates, when I am here, she is the master director general, Alessio Palumbo. It is a great pleasure this morning to have the opportunity to give you a brief insight into the thinking of President Joe when it comes to the agenda of the Sustainable Development Goals. Since 1972, the world has changed significantly. Let me have this view back here. When the foundations for what we know nowadays as the UN environment were laid, in the Stockholm Conference in 1972, the world focused on different approach to the activities, economic activities, which until then were on the forehead of people. UNEP was established in 1987, the Brundtland Report expanded views on the three pillars of sustainability, including environment and social culture. Then in 1992, we had the Rio, the first Earth Summit in Rio, and in 2012, the Rio Plus 20 Summit. I wanted to recall these milestones of the international development, better understand what we are currently thinking of and discussing. In 2017, the year when we are celebrating International Year for Sustainable Tourism for Development, we have gone actually a long way, very little time. At the same time, we have to recall that our discussion lies ahead of us. And to see what is ahead of us, sustainable development will have to be
But as I just aimed at looking back and allowing you to understand that we have gone a long way, it is also important when we are looking ahead to the year 2030 that we understand the role tourism can play. When it comes to 8.9, we as the Secretariat have researched national policies and their reference to sustainable consumption and production. National policies are usually written for a duration of 10 years or longer. So when we can't see here the reference to decouple economic growth from the use of resources, this has to do with the long-term view and the fact that not often these national policies have been updated since the SDGs were adopted. It is therefore very important to see here the need to focus on action plans and a revision of national policies to address the SDGs and the targets. When it comes to 12B and when it comes to the overall achievement, let me stress the importance of measurement and evidence. Only if we gather the right evidence, we are in the position to support sustainable policies in a relevant manner. It is important to understand that, especially in tourism, we have to do on to deal with a context-sensitive activity. Sustainability not necessarily means in all places exactly the same line of actions. It is very important to understand sustainability in that context as a process which continuously needs to be up and it needs to be revised, whether it's achieving the goals and the objectives. Tourism is a very, very interactive sector with many other sectors, which underlines once again the need for collecting the right relevance and the right information to support our actions. They must be collected in a timely manner. They must reflect the local needs, which shows that very often when we speak about the SDGs and sustainability, we actually have to have a view to the local level. A destination and local level is where we see right now that changes happening first. Activities are driving actually the national agendas. We also have seen that the social cultural pillar is actually one of those elements which are drivers of change. Because local satisfaction and visitor satisfaction are becoming more obvious and are influencing political agendas. We see in this context nowadays the need for non-traditional data methods to be applied to support our evidence-based policy measures in a timely manner. We see the need to use non-traditional data in a georeferenced context, allowing us to revise our objectives continuously, support the different objectives in a relevant manner, and collect information in a different and relevant manner. We need to measure to better manage. This is one of the big findings for the tourism sector. And with that, I want to return to you the insights from the international level and hope that your discussion will help to move the agenda, the implementation of the targets and objectives of the SDGs in a relevant manner. I thank you very much.